Masechtes Ksubis Daf Mendaler. This that the Gemara says that if the first star is a sale and the second one is a gift, we'll tell you that he wrote it only because of Din Dabar Metzah. Tosis writes on that that if Dabar Metzah is going to come and make a claim on the sale to be void, he should hide that star and only take out the star Matona. Because if he's going to see two documents, Dabar Metzah is still going to have a complaint to undo the sale. Because this that matona, there's no dim de mitzvah. It said dafka matona that there's no achrayis. The shtar matona with the achrayis, the Gemara says mitzvah kofchas that there is a dim de mitzvah. So therefore, if he's going to take out two stars, he's not going to be better than if he takes out a shtar matona that has an achrayis in it. Because the shtar mecher is included in achrayis. Therefore, in order to be vatal the tainis bar mitzvah, you need to hide the shtar mecher. And that's how it's brought down in the Rosh and Simon Hay, and it's also brought down in the Torah and Chayshim Mishpat, Reish Mem, and in the Ramah over there in Sif Aleph. The Rosh over there writes also that when the first one's Matana and the second one's a Mecha and the Bachoiv comes to collect, he should only show the second star alone. Because if the Bachoiv is going to see them both together, the last one is worthless. Because he only wrote it for Yipi Koyach to bring out the strength, not to undo the first one. But in the Tur, in Reish Mem, he brings out Mashem the Ramah, that Dafka, when the first one is a Mecha and the second one is a Matana, there if Bezman sees both stars, is going to be still a din of Bar Metzah, and therefore we should only show the Shtar Matana. But when the first one is a Shtar Matana, and the second one is a Shtar Mecher, we were told that they wrote it because of Yipi Koyach HaDubachoyv, and there, the second one is not about the first one, and they both still exist, and it's considered as if he added a second one, he added a second element into it, let's say a tree or something, because he had to write the second one because of the Achrayis. And he could be Goyva with whichever one he wants to. The Torah is maskim to the Shittas Ramah, because dafka when the first one's a Mecher, we don't have the concept that there should be an added Shtar Matona unless that he already sold. Therefore, if you could tell that it wasn't done only for the Yipi Koyach, and if you could see them both together, the second one is going to be worthless. But when the first one is a Matona, he writes the second one as a Mecher, since in this case he wrote a Machrayis and the rest of his assets, it's considered like he's adding a Dekel where it would work. And say for Ulam HaMishpat over there, he explains the Shittas HaRosh that holds even by Shtar Mecher, where it's done after Shtar Matona and it's written only Yipa Koyach, it doesn't help that you have Achrayis and Matona. He writes that in Chayshim Mishpat Kufla Amralaf Sivtes, it says that Levi cannot be Mekabel Achrayis on the Soda that Reuven sold to Shimon, because it's considered an Asmachta. He's Soimach that it's not going to end up coming until the day Gvio. Meaning the Kabbalah Achrayis helps Dafka by somebody that sold the field to his friend, and Mishas HaMechiro it helps the Kabbalah Achrayis, because he's selling him a field or money. Therefore, somebody that gave a field to his friend Matora, if he comes afterwards to add to the Kabbalah Sacharias, it doesn't help. It's just like a person having Kabbalah Sacharias on a Mekech of a friend, who then after already he gave the field Matora, and he's Kabbalah Sacharias on this field, he says he's Kabbalah Sacharias on a purchase that he already had. With Asmachta, he's not going to be Kabbalah. But I'll upon him, as I state in Tesis by us and in the Rush. There's actually two Bahalchim in the Paiskim. Because the pre-show says the davar chiddush, as we'll see, as you've got in base, he asks that if the halacha is that a lekeach shows a star mecha before bezin, the baal meitzer is allowed to move him off the field, how did Chazal give the eitzo to trick and hide the star mecha and push away the baal meitzer from the rights that he has that he could undo the sale? And he writes that's because the kainah soda, he could have done that even if the kainah soda, B'damim, it should be B'dech Matana. Because what he could have done is, he could have given the field as a gift and accepted the money as a gift. And in such a scenario, even Lafia Emes, there would not be a Din Dabar Metzah. Therefore, even now, well, he didn't do so. And he bought it for him like a regular sale. In order to have a Achrayis. So he did so like a Hagen, but not in Gansen. By the fact that he took from him a Shtar Matana separately. Therefore, it's mutter to give him this Eitz that he shouldn't see the Shtar Mecher. In order that he shouldn't come to Bar Metzah, he should be able to come and have a tain on him. The Nesivis, Yivkot and Aleph, argues on the spot. And he holds that if the Lekeach knows that he really purchased it as a Mekeach, the Shtar Matana is written only in order to be able to save himself from the Bar Metzah. Of course he's not allowed to hide the document and show the Shtar Matana, even if now he doesn't have only a Shtar Matana. It's all to the opposite. When he writes him first a Shtar Matana, and then he writes him a Shtar Mecha for a Kununya, in order he should be able to return from the Kuchas, of course he's not a hardy Shtar Matana and show the Shtar Mecher. I, Tesis writes that he's a hardy Shtar Mecher. That's only when he knows himself that the Shtar Matana is the truth, and that's the main thing. the Shtar Sheni is really ruining the first Shtar. Now it's coming to a situation of a Metzor. There we say that don't show them both to Vezin. The Vezin don't know what's the Iker Shtar. They're going to think the Shtar Mecher is the Iker. And then the Metzor is going to get what's not rightfully his. So to the opposite, when he knows that the Shtar Mecher is the Iker, and it's going to come it's going to come to a situation of a Balchayv showing up, don't show the Shtar Matar before Vezin, because Vezin is going to figure in their mind, Paskin, what's right, which is going to be the opposite of what's necessary over here. And they're going to think that the Shtar Matono is the Iker. But of course, you're not going to hide one of the stories in order to be Zeicha B'din, which is, if it's Kenegar B'din, Kenegar Adin, Rav Yashiv in the Sefer Oris writes on this pre-show, that it's Samar D'Yachidish. First of all, the actual concept that he writes, that Meicha Sadl Chaveri, in a way where the Lekeich is giving him a gift of money, and he's giving him a gift of a field, there's no Dini B'Metzor. So this is a Gavala G'Chidish to say that you can just avoid Dini B'Metzor so simply like that. And furthermore, he says, it says that therefore he's allowed a hard Yishtar Mecha because he could have done it in such a way. What's the difference that he could have done it in such a way to undo the Bar Mitzvah? He didn't do it such a way. Why Lemaisa should there not be Nei Dini Bar Mitzvah in such a scenario? Now the Rashba also writes, like Tesis, that this is to help Shtar Matana after Shtar Mecher, meaning by the fact that he hides the Shtar Mecher, and he says that it was given to him as a gift. Because if he knows that the Shtar was written after the Mecher, so there is a Din of a Metzor. There's not any worse than the Matonah that the Zachariah is in it. And he brings down that one of the Goyim, Rabbi Teruah Goyim, writes that even though he knows that Wilhelm, that he wrote a Mishtar after the Mishtar Mecher, since he wrote a Mishtar Matonah, there's no Din of a Metzor. And the Rashi wants to say that, to explain what he's saying, that you shouldn't ask for a Mishtar Matonah that's written Achariah, that there's a Din of a Metzor. And he writes, the difference between a Shtar Matonah Shiesh B'Achrayis Nechosim, the Shtar itself is considered like a Mecher. It's considered as if there's no Matonah here at all. But in our situation, he wrote him a Shtar, which is totally a gift. Therefore, he writes such a Shtar in order that if there's going to be any pikpukim on it, the Bar Mitzvah should not, the Mecher would not be, oh, the Bar Mitzvah, the Mecher would not be Chal. And he would get it because of the Taina of Matonah. Otherwise, sir, he's not sure of the Rashba, and it's brought down actually in the Magen Mishnah, in Hilchos Matono, in Perkei Alochaches. But the Mishnah Malach over there actually asks on the Rashba, what does it help that he wrote a Shtar Matono after he already knows that he gave a Shtar Mecher? How does this help to make a Yipi Goyach Kneged Bar Mitzvah that he should be Zoich in it, Alto Matono? The Lekeich already did a Chazaka initially L'Shem Mecher in the regular forms of Akno. And if he wants that he should be Kneged B'dech Matono, he should have The Lekeach should have re-went and wrote the Shtar Mecher to the Mecher. And then the Mecher could be marked with him, and from now on, B'derech Matana. But since it's already Nigma the Kenyan, B'derech Mecher, even if they both want to change, it doesn't help. You can't have words that change a sale. But the Chuvah Smarit, the Chelik Beis, Cheshmish B'Sim B'Sam Chazayim, brings down the Pshat in the Rajbo and Pshat in the Rebbe, the Torah Yigoyin, that this day he writes two stories. The first one, the Mecha, the second one, the Matana, would tell you that was the condition they made between them initially, that if they're not going to be Ma'ar Bar Mitzvah on it, so it's like it's by him, Matarius Mecha, and he's going to pay money for the field. And if some Bar Mitzvah is going to come to remove him from what's eventually going to be his, Matarius Matana, and there's no Mecha, then Be'emis, he shouldn't take from him any money at all. And it's not considered a trick. He's giving him the field as Matana, Taka B'Lev Shalom, because he wants to rather give it to him, Matana, than the other one should take the money from him. But if the Bar Mitzvah does not come to remove him, the Shtar Mecher stands and it's active and it's not potl. And therefore he's kainid from the first time, which is as a sale. As it says in the Gemara, it's Machlekes Rav from Rav Acha regarding how we look at the second star that's a vatl, the first star. According to Rav from, that's through the fact that the Baal Shtar is made that the first star was Mizuif. And according to Rav Acha, it's because the Baal Shtar is Meuchel Shiva that he has in this first star. And the Gemara says many Nafkabinis, and one is, as Gemara uses the Lashon, La'aruye Sahadi. Rashi explains that according to Rafam, the Edom become Edom Psulim. But Tosfos writes that can't be. This day he says that the star is written in Shleika Din, that Edom should become Psulim. How could this possible Edom by the fact that he says that they wrote signed Sheker? And he writes B'Shem Duri that the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Edom apostle Dafko clap it themselves, meaning that if they have another star, other star, with these same Edom are signed on it, the apostle for him, since he himself admits that the Edom psulim. The Maram Shif adds that even if the Meichan and the Lekeach both say that the Edom Tzar and Mishaker, it's not Edom's puzzle. This is not going to be in this Edom, it's not going to be enough to pass the Edom, even though they're both two, because they're both negated by Edom. Because the Meichan, as it tells by the fact that the first star is not a star, in order that the period should be between the first star and the second one his. And the Lekeach, as it tells by the fact that the first star should be puzzle, in order he shouldn't have to pay taxes from the first star. Since they're both in the game, Edus, they're not normal to pass all the Edom. Now, but the Gemara by us, and the Gemara by us is a Kash in the Mishnah Malach, and the Cheshchito Perik Alf Alach Chavov, on a Chuvus Marik, in Shari Shalom is Gimel, that writes, a Sheikh that's made on himself, I'm sorry, a Sheikh that's made on him, Eid Echad, that he Shechted not properly, and he denies, and Eid Echad cannot passle him based on, one witness cannot passle such a person. Not only that, the Eid himself is allowed to eat from the Shechito from going forward. Because even if it's true that he did not shecht now properly, like the aid, but we didn't end up passing the shechit going forward. And therefore he can still eat from the shechit, and this is brought down in Beit Yosef, Yerudei Siman Aleph and the Shechon Aruch over there in Siv Talad. In fact, the Mishalom Aleph over there, why is it mutter for the aid to eat from the shechit? Why is it not also on him? There'd be two aidim that we made, that a trefer came out of his hands, we wouldn't be able to eat any more from the shechit. So therefore, regarding himself, we should ask for him to eat the shechit, al shavin av shechit tichad yisuryo. Because the Gemara says by us that according to the Rav from their holds, the Baal Shtar admits and agrees that the Shtar is written Mishaker, this is La'iruye Sahadi. And according to Taisus and other Rishonim, meaning it's Nisal regarding himself, that it's a Shtar, another Shtar, these Edom Achaisim on them, that they're puzzled to him. Since he admits that they signed Sheker the first time, so too, since this aid said on it that there's a trefer that came out of his hands, Nisha Aser Shchitov going forward, Al Shavin Ashchitich Visiro. And it abides by Tzarachir, Q. Eger brings down this Mishal Mala. But the grace of God in the base of Shalom Lafans and Shalom Eishiv, Madura Tinyan, Achelik Alf, sometimes as well, he answers the Kashas Alas. He says, this is actually totally in the Machlekius HaPaiskim, if the Namanus of Shavin Av Shechidich Lissuri is all he does while doing Eidim Nami, or it's a nether that a person is asking himself. This is a Machlekius, and we discuss this in other Shurim Lezvada, but the Tzaisin Sam Lama Dalad and the Sam Risham Aleph. But he writes that if the Namanus of Shavin Av Shechidich Lissuri is all he does while doing Eidim Nami, so therefore we can compare it to Eidis Echad. Of one aid on the sheikh, according to the Gemara by us in the Mishnah asked the Kasho, just like it helps it does while then the apostle Eidus star regarding himself when negated to a different star, so too it should help to apostle Eidus that says that the sheikh is like Roy to apostle himself other shechitas of the sheikh. But according to those that hold that Naman Sushar and Avshechit Echadi Surya, if you didn't add there, you could say that this that it says on the Behemo that came out, that left and became Nishchat Sheikh Reagan, there's no din. It's an ed on the other shechitas that eventually are going to be shechted. But it didn't happen yet. So therefore, you have to say that the Marek holds, the Shavin Av Shechidich Lissuri is a neder, and we can't learn from this din neder from Adoz Valdin of a case of Dinei Mamanus.